JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour.
Our next guest played 105 test matches for Australia, averaging over 45 with the bat and scoring 23 centuries.
Oh, he's gone for it. This could be 100. This could be it. He's hit it for six. Dustin Lemmer smashed it to the boundary.
He was also a former teammate of JB, and the sledging still goes on.
Because he smiles and everyone thinks he's the nicest man alive. He was a vicious little sniper.
Well, coming from one of the most ordinary blokes I've met in my life, to talk about snipers, old Skulls up there, he once wrote that he'd rather watch green bananas go brown than watch me bat.
Please welcome Australian cricket team coach, Justin Langer.
Someone had said to me when I first came across this bloke, he was about 15, that he was going to play 105 test matches for Australia. I would have said no chance. The only thing he's ever going to do is maybe ride a maiden to a victory at Ascot.
At
in
Belmont.
Perth, because he's a tiny little dwarf. And he joins us now, the coach of Australia, Justin Langer, from lockdown in Adelaide. Welcome to you.
What about this? In the introduction, it said that you and I had been teammates. Yes. That's impossible, because you were never good enough to be in the same cricket team as me.
No, I'd left Western Australia before they finally they threw you a bone. And then we became opponents. And if we want to go there, we can do it right off the top. Do you want to talk, Bill, through what? The time when I took the new ball and just managed to plough the same ball into your middle and leg stump?
No.
Bill, it would have been the second new ball. I would have been 160 by then, so I was feeling sorry for Brash. So I would have given him one just to try and keep him in the team because, you know, we're loosely mates, so I had to give him something.
Not only did that happen, and it wasn't the second new ball, but secondly, he wouldn't look me in the eye either. I chased after him to let him know he's just been bowled, and he cracked him and wouldn't look me in the eye.
JL, he's saying...
I wasn't looking. Go on, Bill.
He's saying all this about you, mate, but let me tell you, when we're having a few beers, me and JL did this. Please. How good's JL? Me and JL and Tom Moody. And does he talk about other people? He loves dropping names.
Oh, massive names dropper, Brace. It's actually a joke. It becomes sickening every time we speak. I hear about him and him and him. Seriously.
What are you doing,
by
the way?
Get back to your roots.
What are you
get
doing at the
your
minute?
Roots.
You're in a hotel room in Adelaide, locked away for how many more days?
Yeah, I've got another 10 days, I reckon, and then I've got to go back to Perth and do another 2 weeks.
Sucked in.
So,
why didn't you go straight to Perth? Seriously, why wouldn't you just do 14 days there?
Well, we took a flight, took a charter jet from England to back to Australia, and that was part of our exemptions that we all had to come back to the same place. So anyway, it is what it is. It's a sacrifice we've had to make to keep the show on the road, and there's lots of people making sacrifices at the moment, isn't there?
Yeah, there are indeed. Are you staying at the new hotel there at Adelaide Oval, are you?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, it's a beautiful hotel. The only thing I'd say about it, unlike we were just at Old Trafford in England and Southampton, the actual rooms look onto the ground, whereas this one looks out of the ground. But it's a beautiful, beautiful hotel. It's going to, I'm sure it's going to be very successful.
It's parked out in the old Queen's Gardens, where in the Shield final you and I played in, Adam Gilchrist hit Peter McIntyre he would have hit it into the 10th row of that hotel. About 20 times.
Well, it was not unlike the beautiful, St. Peter's?
St. Peter's Cathedral,
Probably where I would have landed one of your pies too over the grandstand, I reckon, right?
I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about Adam Gilchrist hitting Macca, which still makes me laugh because it annoys Macca that he got belted out of the whole ground as regularly as he did. How did we assess the team over there in England? The T20 series didn't go as well as you'd like, but the one day is nice.
Really happy when you consider we went from 5 months of no cricket straight to play England in England. So we were so close in the T20s. We should have, and could have, isn't it, Bray? But we were so close to T20s. But then to win that series, the one day series against England, they're a very, very good one day. It's about the world champions at the moment. So overall, it was a great few weeks for us.
Nice. Going to take a little break here. I want to talk to you about Maxi and the new closing role for him, Steve Smith, and the concussion issues he's had. Of course, played nicely overnight. So stick around, please.
and the coach of the Australian cricket team, Justin Langer, joins us.
And, of course, that final one day when Maxi's wandered out into the middle, just the closer, and proceeded to poleaxe the Poms everywhere. It's what we've been waiting for a while from him. He does it in T20 cricket, Lick, but he got out there and showed us maybe what his next 51 days will look like.
Yeah, we've been searching for it, haven't we? We've been talking about who's going to be the next Mike Hussey or the next Michael Bevan, who can do the Dhoni role or the Butler role from England. So, and it was just, he did it twice. He took twice in three games. So he did it in the first game, he did it in the third game. And I mean, he can do stuff that you wouldn't dream. I know you could do all the stuff he could
do.
Of
course, that's it.
But no, he's an exceptional talent. And if we bring him in, there'll be lots of discussion over the summer. You should bring him in earlier, but I think that's his spot. He's one of the world's best T20 players. If we're bringing him late to finish off the games, then that's a real bonus for us.
Can you still look at him maybe playing Test cricket, JL?
Well, the trouble guys like he have got, they don't play any Red Bull cricket anymore, Bill.
Yeah,
because, you know, for example, we've got four Shield games leading into this summer, and he's over in the IPL, and when there's basically no time for him to put his name up for Test cricket.
Yeah,
so who knows? He's got the talent. Time will tell. You never write anyone off, but his opportunities are limited purely because of the schedule that we all run to now.
Steve Smith, we saw the concussion issues he had just in the throwdowns. Was someone throwing him half trackers with a wanger? How do you get concussed during throwdowns?
Yeah, it was strange. I mean, as always, he's probably into about his second hour of hitting balls, and he had four or five balls left to go to finish off the session, and a ball kept a bit low, and he ducked into it. So it was a really strange one, there was some real after effects for him. You know, he was nauseous, and he was vomiting and had headaches. So this concussion protocols are so strict now, like in all the other codes, so he was unfortunately ruled out for the whole series.
What about Mitch Marsh, mate, with that ankle the other night? Have you caught up or heard the latest there?
He'll probably come home. The upside is perhaps he'll get to play a few Shield games when he gets home, but I guess a decision had to be made for Calcutta, and if he's on the bench for three weeks or so, then they'll probably look for a replacement player. I would imagine he'll be home on the... But the other thing he'll have now is he'll have to come back to Perth and be in a hotel room for 2 weeks, I imagine. So it's just this whole new world, the complexities of the new world. But it is what it is, as they say.
Hey, mate, you talk about collapses, because we seem to have a few collapses. And it's a bit like in footy, the momentum. How do you stop that? How do you stop a collapse, JL?
Oh, mate, if you could tell me,
oh, no.
you'd be the Australian coach, Billy. And do we talk about it? It's always that fine line. Yeah, good chance. It couldn't be hard. But you are an idiot, seriously. First class. To all the listeners out there, how you even tune into Brayshaw's rubbish? We understand, Billy, but my gosh. Anyway, how do you fix collapses, Bill?
I don't know.
Do we talk about it? There's always we've always got a psychologist with us, and we say, do you talk about it or do you not talk about it and hope it doesn't happen again? But we just look at how we get better. We try and get the right people in place. Maxie's grabbing hold of it at the moment. Let's hope. And Alex Carey's innings the other day was unbelievable. So let's hope that these guys can grab hold of it. It doesn't happen too often.
Alex Carey is tough as me, so he's got a big future. Now, India coming out, Lick, and I want to talk to you about them, because I didn't enjoy the last time they were out here and beat us in a test series when we were wounded. No Warner, no Smith. So now we go in full strength. I cannot wait.
Oh, it's going to be a huge summer. It's going to be great. And like you say, India beat us for the first time in their history. They were cock-a-hoop. It'd be nice to, you know, we're playing some great test cricket at the moment. It'd be nice to get one back over them, won't it?
Oh, no, I cannot wait. Two, in my opinion, only two best test match playing teams to watch in the game, and they're going to go hard after each other. It will be absolutely sensational.
I love the way Virat Kohli plays, you know. He winds us all up. He's a little street fighter. He's probably the best batsman I've ever seen in my life. So he's well led. We're also well led now with Paney. And I'm really looking forward to this summer. It should be great cricket.
This is a man, Bill, we're speaking to, by the way. Yeah. I was the master of ceremonies at his wedding. right?
MC.
We're
how
playing
much?
Late in my time. We're playing a Sheffield Shield game at the Wacker where he took about 8 days to make 250. So by the end, I'd had enough of him. Right? By the end, I'd had enough of him.
Yes.
So it's drinks are coming out on the ground. I knew it was the over four drinks. So I started getting, and I'm not ashamed to say, I started getting a little personal with the sledging I went with.
Yeah, yes.
Now, you just remember, I was the MC at his wedding. The last ball, I might have just gone a little far with what I said.
Too personal, yeah.
He threatened to wrap the bat around my head.
Good.
Did that happen or not?
Hey, Bill.
Yeah.
The only master of ceremonies is one of your best mates who charged me 20,000 bucks.
And did I get paid?
Seriously, what a joke. What a joke.
Nothing.
He actually asked for 30 and I had to settle for 20 grand. I'm one of your best mates.
Cole.
No, Jim. Come on, Jim.
Wrap my blood. It's a joke.
Your old man still owes me.
In the world.
Where
Jim,
is Cole?
You can't be asking for money when you're a good friend like that.
To be fair, it wasn't money. I said to Cole, just some Grange. Because Cole's got one of the great wine cellars of all time. Anyway, we might have dusted some off late.
And you would have spoken about yourself for half the night anyway, I reckon.
Well, if the gathering needed to be entertained, I probably should have. Now, what we're going to do is we're saying goodbye to you now, Lick, but tomorrow on Friday. Podcast show, you need to be listening up because this man and I went to the Greek islands, Fat, when he was 18 and I was 20.
How tall was he, Jim?
He was a dwarf, and he nearly got me killed on about six separate occasions. So I'm going to tell you about that Friday. But JL, all serious now, good luck with this massive summer coming up. We cannot wait. Australia, India, it's going to be superb.
Thanks, guys, and thanks, go the West Coast Eagles.
It's a rush hour. It's a rush hour, Triple M.